Well, this is continuing from yesterday. I was talking about confidence and creating with it, sending love with it, and just having the confidence and building first confidence, building what we believe, right? So this morning, I worked on that. I took my 3.6 million and my little picture that I have there with the number written on the bottom. I just spent, I think, about 25 minutes, at least that, looking at the number. And the other time I glanced towards the picture, but I just stayed with that. And totally, absolutely, with just the having. And while I was doing that, of course, at first, you know, I had to gain some perspective as far as just focusing on that, because ideas came to my head at first, and so I took a little time to allow those and to think about that. Because sometimes when you're trying to focus or maintain a bit of silence or whatever, we have some thoughts come in, ideas, inspirations. A lot of times those inspirations and ideas are sitting there on the edge waiting for the opportunity to flow to the surface. So first thing I do is I allow them to flow rather than resisting them anymore. And one of the things that came was that I realized that I'm not always focused when I was creating something in the past, be it a week or a year or whatever in the past, not always focused on actually having. I said I didn't realize that. I think sometimes I was focused on actually creating it. In other words, focus on creating it. How it's coming, in a sense, and in the process of the creating in itself, because I spent so much time thinking about how to make it easier to create something that I'm really focused on creating it rather than actually having it. And there's a big difference, because creating it sort of puts you, this person, in the framework of always creating it, not really receiving it. And then, you know, I would fluctuate between that and receiving and a little bit of having. But those are three separate things. So we have an object. Inconsequently, we can actually focus on the having or on the receiving or on the creating of it. See, three separate things. And they will create three separate circumstances. Now, if you do all three kind of in a percentage ratio, well, that really slows down the having of it, depending on how high the percentage is or how low the percentage is. So that really interferes with it. It slows it down in a sense. So we have to, I think, be more careful on exactly how we really want something. And then once we understand how we want it, do we just want to have it, or do we want to experience the having of it, or do we also want to experience the actual creating of it? So, now what does that mean? I have to think about that. What does that mean to experience the creating of it? Well, that's what I'm doing right now, these last few weeks and that. I'm actually going through the experience of creating, because that's where I am at this very moment. I'm experiencing the creating of it. And I'm also recording it. So it's not just having it, but actually experience creating it. So then, I realized that that's what I was doing a lot of time in the past. Now, it's fine to do that, I just didn't realize it, and if I don't realize it, well then I really don't have a choice about it, because I'm just doing it and not realizing I could change it and get what I wanted faster. So with the boat, there, I received the boat, but there was certain things that I wondered about, that sort of, the boat itself, you know, how it came, and there's some strange circumstances inside it, and also the shape of the boat. I mean, yes, I wanted to have it sort of like a pirate ship. But I remember now, sometimes we used to talk about having a little, what they call, boathouse on the water. It doesn't sit on the water, it sits over the water on stilts. And a lot of people have converted these old boathouses to make them livable, and they're quite nice because you're actually over the water. It's even nicer sometimes than having a house right on the water, because you're sitting over it and looking down on the water. And we stayed in one of those that was converted to bed and breakfast, and Roberta just loved it. So sometimes I thought about that and daydreamed about it while I was creating the boat. And so the back of it, I had this idea of kind of a building with windows all around and old-time windows, you know, with all the little panes in them. Because you just kind of love that look. I mean, yeah, it's nice to have this big sheet of glass, a modern look, and nothing interfering with your view. But I sort of like the nostalgia of this, you know, old stuff, old windows. And anyway, that's what the back of the boat sort of looks like. So anyway, we were joking about that, and I says, you know, and I actually blamed Roberta for that. I told her it's her fault, because she was trying to create a boathouse, and I says, look what you've done to my boat. You've taken your boathouse idea and you've stuck it onto my boat. And now we've created this half and half boat. Well, of course, that's, you know, that was done in fun and so forth, but there's a good example there. Very good example how we mix things up. Then the universe has to kind of create from what we've put into that pot. If we go give me some of this and some of that and some of this and some of that and put it all in one package, that will take a little longer because the universe has to find the situation. Also, if you put a financial limitation on it, which is exactly what I did inadvertently, I was looking in the paper. And I would mostly focus on the ones in the price range that I thought I could probably afford without too much struggle. And that was just a natural thing. You know, you have so much money and you look for something and you just naturally gravitate towards something that is in that financial perspective. Rather, you know, I would look also at more expensive boats and focus on that and say, well, that's what I want and so forth. But same time, it's like a 50-50 thing. I tended to gravitate towards the ones in that certain price range. And so at the end, the boat had to actually come from the price range it was at down to that price range, rather than my income going up. See, the universe had to find a way to create the opposite, rather than create the positive, where more income for me means I can spend more on the boat, which means someone else also gets more, and that the flow just goes around. More means more means more means more. Less means less means less means less. You know, if everybody penny pinches, you actually spiral down and more and more and more, and everything gets cheaper, 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 and then wages get less and less and less, and you spiral down. If you actually work the other way around, then everybody spirals up. Things get a little bit more expensive, but your income increases, and every time you sell something, you can also get more money for it. It's just an up spiral, a down spiral. It's really that simple. We're very financial advisors and people really are afraid of the up spiral because they are afraid it creates too much inflation and it runs out of control. So they actually prefer to see a slight down spiral than an upward one. Strange, isn't it? We're afraid. We're afraid of growth, afraid of change. So, that's another thing, well, I thought about. We have to actually allow ourselves to have what we're asking for without deserving it. See, there's always this thing that ran in the back of my head. It's like this little recording. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Do you deserve that? Do we deserve that? And so on and so forth. And so, we have to make sure that that recording, we can play if it wants, but it has to have no effect. And to have no effect, it can't have any belief in it. In other words, you have to believe that you can have what you have, no matter who you are, what you are. It doesn't matter. The universe doesn't give prizes. The universe doesn't send out presents. It just gives you what you are asking for. Sometimes, you know, it seems like we get a little extra, but generally the point is, it doesn't give out prizes for goodness. It doesn't judge. That would mean it would have to be judged. The minute something judges, it is not unconditional love. If it is not unconditional love, well, then it's something else. So once I let all that run through my head, then I began to just focus on the 3.6 million and just allowed the self-esteem for it to be there, building the belief in it. Because it's what I choose to believe. So it's just there in my bank account. And I kept going and kept going. And these little feelings would come up of appreciation. They're like a little wave, you know. It'd be a small wave, then a bigger wave, then a small wave, then a bigger wave of appreciation. Feeling really good. But I didn't, you know, stay focused on them because I knew that would just run me sideways. I would get sidetracked because now I didn't want to go into appreciating it. I just wanted to feel the confidence of it's there. So I just stayed with it being there. And no positive or negative in a sense, just it being there. So as the feelings of appreciation, let's say, came up, I just let them be. They would go down, another feeling would come to the surface of maybe gratefulness or various degrees of feelings. I can't always describe them. They're just there. I know, you know, they feel good anyway. So good feelings would come up, like little waves. And I just let them be. I didn't focus in on them. Just allowed myself to kind of feel them and stay with the fact. What happened was pretty amazing because my heart center actually began to open more and more. See, when I just stayed on the fact that it's there, the money's just there in the account. I don't need to spend it. I didn't think about spending it, investing it, interest, what kind of account it's in, none of that. Who cares? It's just there. And just the confidence, in other words, the belief that it's there. The confidence, the belief. The confidence comes from the belief, so I just kept following those two back and forth. Confidence, yes, I feel the confidence, it's there. And I'm sitting here with confidence because it's there. And because it's there, I can virtually do anything. I'm actually free. Now, I didn't stay with the freedom, because a bit of a feeling of freedom would come up, and I just let it be. Just kind of left it there. It's sort of just like a sound. You hear it, but you don't really interact with it. And the more I did that, the more my heart area opened, and the more love or energy or whatever you want to call it came pouring out. So the heart center opened up faster and smoother in a more pleasurable way than I actually had ever experienced before. And that was kind of because I think I was indirectly just allowing. I was just staying with one thing and just allowing. I was allowing the feelings, not interfering with them, not trying to measure them, analyze them, feel them more, less, whatever. Just, I was simply in a state, pure state of allowing. I was allowing a feeling of appreciation to come up. It would subside. A feeling of freedom would come up, and it would subside. And a feeling of confidence would rise. It would subside. And another feeling, it's like these little waves would come, and each feeling would just come up and subside a little bit, and then later come up again. And so I just found a new method of allowing. Now this is the cool part to this. See, that makes things a lot simpler. Because, now, also, you know, I realize that I've spent a lot of time opening my heart center and so forth, and practicing with that. So, in a sense, I think that maybe made it a little easier than if I was just doing this for the very first time. Either way, I think as a routine, ideally it would be to take a couple of minutes, try to open the flow, allowing the valve to open up and flow that love, and then allow what thoughts and so forth come forward, just allowing them, not really analyzing that much, but just looking at them and saying, yeah, okay, sort of allowing inspirations to come up, and then take that time and focus on what we want to create. Now, again, making sure first we decide which one it is that we want. Do we want to create something and experience the creation, and a little later experience it actually appearing, and then later on, after it's appearing, experiencing the experience of having it. So there's a whole flow, and sometimes I think that's what we want. Because like I said, we are here to experience. And just having sometimes is, would diminish our whole experience, because at some point, probably, it would be more fun to experience the receiving of something. In other words, making the receiving thing, here's what I think. If a person were to focus on receiving something, not necessarily how, but just a feeling. There's two things there, separating them again. One, creating the experience of receiving an item. So the receiving of the item becomes a bigger experience. You know, maybe it takes a little longer and there's more people involved and you know you're going to be getting it. And so it's going to be a few weeks and as you're receiving it, you know it's coming and people are talking about it and so forth. So you actually have an experience before the item really arrives. And that could be a lot of fun too. And that we would create by going after the feeling of receiving it. Again, what that feels like to receive it. So that's what we would kind of practice. Getting the confidence in the receiving of it. And the pleasure of receiving of it. So now we're not only creating the object, but we're creating the experience of it. Now, with more practice, we can also then get into it even more detail. Experience, by creating the experience of receiving it, and also creating how to receive it. We may want it through a job, or we may want it through money we've won. Who knows? The experience of money may be wanted to be received in the form of actual winning, if that's what we choose. So then it becomes a little bit more than just the money, having it. It's about receiving it. It's about the experience of receiving it, and it's about the experience of how we receive it. What all happens in that process of where we are to there. In a sense, that's sort of what I'm at this moment creating. I'm following the steps from where I am to actually where I'm having it. But I'm going to shorten it a little bit now by spending more time on the point of actually having. Because I think that's the best way, the best place to start. Simplify the creating down as the simplest version. Once a person gets the hang of that, well, then you can expand to make it, you know, more fun, more enjoyable, and so forth. But at the beginning, simplify it. And a lot of times, at the beginning of creating, we sometimes have a lot of needs. So there's things we've been lacking for a long time, and so it's best, I think, just to focus on the having. One, because that brings us to some better feelings before it even arrives, and thereby improving our lives already. Also, I played with something I was creating, and that's, I mentioned it before about, you know, being in a warm tropical place, a house by the water. No place I really need to be or do, sort of like I'm retired, if I choose to be, or whatever the case. Anyway, I'm financially wealthy, financially free, totally free to do what I want in the morning when I get up. So I sort of played with that this morning. Because I am living on a boat, so on the water, and I'm not doing any work right now, so I'm basically, at this time, quite free. So I thought I should really play the scenario through. I mean, I'm dreaming of something, this, you know, a beach thing in Bahamas or Hawaii or wherever, I don't know, Tahiti, this imaginary thing in my head. I should really play it out a little bit to make sure that's kind of what I want before I go on creating it and then end up there and then have to take 10 steps backwards. So that's what I did this morning. I got up, walked Rudy, which is what I would do. Now, I walked them along the shoreline where there were some buildings, condos. And I just pretended that this is kind of a more tropical place, and these are like maybe some hotels further down. And we're just walking along the boardwalk. In other words, I sort of ignored a little bit what's there and reimagined it. Then I came back to the boat. Now, Roberta's not here, so there's just the two of us. Then I did exactly what I just said with the creating part. Got cleaned up, took a shower, got in the car, and went for breakfast. Because that's something I would probably do sometimes. A lot of times I prefer to have breakfast at home, but if I was in the Bahamas somewhere living on a beach like that, I would probably, free, get cleaned up and go out for breakfast. Then I did that, then I went to a shop, had to get a couple of minor things to fix up my boat, because that's kind of in my dream. You sort of have a little sailboat there that's, you know, slowly rocking at the dock in the waves. I know, I think I saw this in the movie somewhere. I don't know, or I built it up in my head. Either way, you know, it's been there for a very long time in various forms. So, after breakfast, I went to the store, then came back. I did a little bit of staining on the boat, because that's something I would do. I like to tinker anyway, so I was sitting in the Bahamas and financially totally wealthy, no concern whatsoever. I would probably go tinker with my boat a little bit, clean up the sails, sweep the top up. It's just something I do. You know, I love to do that stuff. So I did that. Then also what I would do is nap, because I love to nap. I was a little tired now. I felt like I needed a little nap, because I had done a lot of work in the morning. All this thinking and working out the creating part. That does take a fair bit of energy. So then I had a little nap. I got up after the nap. The weather is quite warm right now, very tropical, so it's all kind of playing together for me to play the scenario out. And then, I took the little dinghy across to this island where we are in the middle of the island right now. There's big trees in the forest kind of thing, and there's nobody here today at all. And I'm just doing this recording. And that's probably something I would still do, because I still would grow. So I'm begin playing out this whole scenario. So in fact, if you really think about it, I'm actually living it today. I'm literally living out that fantasy. Now, the place isn't quite there, the financial abundance in the sense isn't quite there, but we don't need to think about that. We just keep playing out the scenario as it sits. In this way, I think it allows me to adjust it. So by playing it out, I realized I need something a little bit more in there. There has to be a little bit more, I don't know, what would you call it? A little bit more spice? Ooh, hang on. Did we take a wrong turn here, Rudy? Where the heck are we now? Okay, well that's bizarre. Never seen this path before. Okay, well, I'm just going to keep trucking along. It's an island, so how lost can you get? Anyway, so I played out the scenario. And from that, I'm still working it kind of through my head, because the day's not done yet. But if I just did this every day, I might get a little bored. I think I need a little bit more something. I'm not sure yet, but, getting bored is a bit of a problem for me, because I get bored as it is. I was bored the other day, even though I'm doing all this. I still, just sometimes it feels like I need more going on. I don't have much of a social life because we spend a lot of time by ourselves. It's hard for me to be around people and sort of do this. I don't know why. It's just very difficult. I can be a little bit around people, but only a certain amount. And, lately everybody seems to be extremely busy. And it's just one of those scenarios. So I may have to add some more people into this. Maybe if we had some really close friends who were in a similar situation, we would have, another couple to hang around with every now and then and do stuff with. See? So I can add to my creating now, to what my end picture there. Now, I can also do that once I'm there, but I can expand it on the way. I think it's good to expand as you're creating it and letting it unfold. Now, this is something I'm really not in a hurry to create. I'll tell you why. I've created a lot of things since I started with sending love. Virtually everything I've ever wanted. And actually I'm past the point, way past the point of what I ever thought I could have. I mean, years back, I never thought I could go this far. I was hoping for an improvement, a better life than I had. But I just never imagined that I would ever make it this far. To have this much freedom. You know, it's Friday today, most everybody's working, and I can do whatever I want. That's like a miracle for me. It's like, I don't know, that 8-to-5 job almost killed me. You know, it just gave me no freedom. I need to have time when I want the time, not when it's appropriate. Anyway, the point is, there's a few things, a couple of things, that I hold like little treasure chests, you know, and that imagination of that place in the Bahamas and the warm breezes and that, I'm not totally sure if I want it to come in full fruit, if I really want this bloom to turn into, you know, into fruit, because then it's gone, and I don't have anything to replace it with. Or, I'm sure something would come up, but in a sense I'm afraid I won't have anything to replace it with. And so that alleviates something to look forward to. See, no matter how bored I get, I sort of have that, and I sort of sometimes sit there and go, yeah, sitting in the Bahamas on the beach, and in the background somewhere, in the distance I hear a little Bahamas music or something, I don't know. I play with that. And once it's there, I don't know what else then I can have as a future thing. See, so sometimes we have things that we sort of want, or really think we want, but we actually hold them at a distance because we don't want them. We want them, but don't want them totally yet. And that's something actually I didn't even realize till I've come to this part of my life. That I'm holding as like a future present. You know, it almost means the end. It's almost the end of the book for me, because it's as far as I can envision at this time. And so until I can stretch my visions to something even more wonderful, I'm not sure I want that yet. So I sort of think about it, and I play with it in the creating part. More so I take pieces out of it. And I say, well, I want this piece out of it, and I want this piece out of it. See, like some of the freedom out of it. So, in a sense, if you look around to my life, I virtually have it. Because there, you know, the total truth of it is, and if you go absolutely honest, the weather here is generally quite nice. And if you go some other places, they have some rough weather conditions also. So you can be sitting in there and having typhoon storms, which then doesn't make it so pretty there. But in my head, when I visualize this, there is no storms like that. It's just nice weather every day. Yeah, well, I can dream my dream and you can dream your dream, eh? So, I keep the dream going, but I take parts out of it. And I say, well, give me this now here, give me that now here. And so, as I'm living probably 75% of it, I'm living. If I bring it to the full max, 100%, well then, I'm in trouble, because then I've got nothing to expand from there yet. So in time, my ability to feel good feelings, the happy feelings, and see things more beautiful than I see them now, my idea of a really good life will expand even further. And then a new vision will unfold, or that vision will expand and become a little different or have more variety to it. You know, as an example, it could be a place like that, but also having a cabin or a nice rustic cabin up in the European Alpines in a skiing hill. So, you know, you can spend a few months there and then a few months over here. So the whole vision can increase. Again, if you then add some friends to it who are like-minded and perhaps are then in that same financial situation where they have financial freedom and like to just go and play, enjoy the world and its beauty as much as possible, then we have someone to share with, and it expands the experience again. So, slowly, I'm expanding it, and as it's expanding, I'm taking more things out of it. So I think that's a really good way to go. Is start with creating a vision for the future, and build it, and keep building it till it feels really good, and then start taking pieces out. Because creating pieces is a lot easier than, especially at the beginning, than creating the entire package. Because the entire package would mean a huge lifestyle change. And as people, we don't always do change quite that easily. We think we do. I think I do, but I don't. I don't handle change very well at all. Even though I like it, I don't like it. It's a love-hate thing. So I find it simpler for me to take pieces out, and then slowly the whole thing, you know, builds to that lifestyle, and then also expands from there. Anyway, I think that's it for today.